Recording in progress. Relaxing. All is taken care of. Whole body. Surrendering to the earth. She can hold. Feel your face can spread and melt. Your throat, the palms of your hands. And whatever can't melt, whatever can't be surrendered, somehow is still held. No problem. Feel your breath. Let it be as it is. You say hello, hello breath, hello body. You're welcome exactly as you are. Feel your left hand and just let your left hand float all the way back. And then with an exhale, it floats all the way back alongside your body. Just a simple movement. Let it go. Let the left arm melt. Feel your right hand. Takes me a little bit of time to find my words. Right hand sensation, and float your right hand all the way back. Maybe an inhale, and with the exhale, you sense the right hand coming back. Awakening to the sensation of the body. No right, no wrong, just the body as flow of sensation rather than mechanical object. Draw your left knee gently, slowly to cover your torso. Hands around your left knee, just letting gravity doing the job of drawing your knee closer to your chest and to your shoulders. Breath is free and you feel, you just feel. No reason, no agenda. Hello. Layers of sensation and feeling. And then let go, the left leg melting into the earth. Let it go, let her go. Feel that the breath can relax more and more. And now it's the right knee covering the chest, hands to the right knee, draw it closer. Relax deep into the right hip. And then letting it go. Welcoming the feelings. Welcoming the thoughts without engaging with them. Welcoming the touch of the air on your skin, temperature. And now the left knee, simultaneous with the right arm floating all the way back, left knee to the chest. Breathe in, with the exhale, come back. Very slow, very sensual. And reverse, it's the right knee floating up with the left fingertips tracing an arc all the way back. And with the exhale, it comes back. You find your own rhythm. We do it again a few times, slowly. Feel you don't do it, it happens effortlessly like a dance. One more time to the left arm, right leg. And then let everything melt into the ground. Beginning to feel yourself as the spaciousness in which all these tactile sensual experiences unfold. And in which the sound of this voice unfolds. So nothing needs to be changed. There's enough space. What you are doesn't have a preference. Preferences are thoughts, and they are welcome. Slowly we're gonna change positions and come onto our hands and knees. Take your time, don't open your eyes. Feel the way the transition is animal-like, organic, gentle. And once you found your new position, palms of the hands touching earth, lower legs. Allow your spine to make a concave shape with the inhale, arching your spine with the inhale. And then just curling it with the exhale. Slow and smooth, find your own pace, inhaling, arching, exhaling, curling, but it's really not that, is it? It's more like a flow of sensation. Be the space. And the body is like this algae, this plant in water. One more time, arching the spine, welcoming all the layers, the feelings, the tensions, and curling. And then resting your pelvis on your heels, come into child's pose, forehead to the ground. Long inhale, long exhale. We come back onto hands and knees. And we're going to curl our toes under. And only if this is possible for your body, go very gently. We're going to come into a down dog. So if you don't know, just look at the screen. I will do it. Or if you know, you can do it along with me. So curling our toes under, just let the pelvis rise up and draw your heels towards the floor, but your knees can remain bent. And then from down dog, We're going to slide into up dog. So very slowly, your torso comes forward and you arch your spine, your pelvis is moving down towards the floor. It doesn't reach the floor. It's very gentle, don't push it. And again, coming up into a down dog, as if you were being pulled by the tailbone. And then bending your knees, we come back into a child's pose. You let it go completely. You give your weight, your pelvis, your head, your shoulders, everything to gravity. So we do it one more time, coming out to hands and knees. And feel the aliveness of this body, you know. Really let it be a body, so that little by little the movements are less mechanical and more natural. Get that, your hands contacting the earth. It's not a fight. It's a sensuous meeting. Same with your legs. Feel your breath is free, and now curl your toes under. Feel like an animal ready to pounce. Maybe bend your elbows a little bit and feel that buoyant feeling that is in your memory. You were a pouncing animal once. And now slowly, pelvis rising up. It's being pulled up towards the ceiling. Heels drawn down towards the earth. Stretch, let that stretch take all the space it wants. And then slowly moving into the down dog. Let it happen. How does it happen? It's like an uncurling of the spine. Long inhale. Yes, and then again, rising up with the pelvis into a down dog. No reason to do this. Just enjoying the flow of sensations, knees back down to the ground, pelvis on your heels, let it go. Whatever rises up, make sure that you say hello. That you indicate to that sensation that it is surrounded with openness. Nothing gets pushed away, nothing gets boxed back in, even if it's painful, especially if it's painful. And when I say painful, I mean physically or emotionally. Very gently, and we're going to shift again our posture to come to a standing position. See if you can just let your body decide how to do that, your legs, your feet. As if it were a dance. Take your time finding. How the body would like to come up to standing. Some will go slow, some will go quick. No right, no wrong. And let's tilt our screens a little bit so we can see each other. Yes, and then standing posture, eyes closed. You have no idea, no concept, no memory. Just the raw feeling, the raw sensation. Feet, temperature. Feel your heels, your soles, your toes, the earth. what wants to happen. Your ankles. Feel your arms. Can it drop a little bit more with the shoulders? Fingertips tingling. Feel your face. And when I say feel this, feel that, it's really more allow the body to come to life. However it wants. Feel your face is more like let your face come to life in you. Whole body touching the space all around. Where does my body end? Where does the space begin? It's not clear, fuzzy borders. I am connected with all things. I am not just a body. All things are me. Body, earth, space, tingling, voice. Everything is made out of the same stuff. Let yourself innocently be open to that. No barriers, at least here. You can experiment with that. Feel your left arm. Let it fall into the space all the way up to the ceiling, weightless. Touch the ceiling with the fingertips. And then slowly the arm comes down, reaching behind. So it's a little bit, it's a circle with the arm, coming down behind. And then let it go. It's not an arm, just feel it as sensation. Now it goes the other way. It comes up weightlessly behind. Touch, graze the ceiling, the air, and then it comes down in front. Long left arm. And let it go. Let it go more. Left shoulder, empty her. Empty her through the arm, into the fingertips, into the space. Right arm floats up. Don't do it, let it happen. You're the open space. And then arcing that arm back. Breath. And then the other way around. Notice the difference when you move from inside the body like a mechanical movement, or when you let the movement move inside you as if without a mover. You can experiment with that. Now both arms flow. Don't do it. Let it happen. No mover. Just movement all the way up to the ceiling. Palms face each other. Shoulders drop. Energy. Energy between the palms. Where do I live? Am I between the palms? Am I the palms? Am I outside the palms? Where am I? It doesn't matter. Don't be anywhere. Palms come together, clasping your fingers, index to the ceiling. Drop your shoulders. Root your feet, just extend the spine as much as it wants. Now the index fold two, turn your palms over to face the ceiling. Your hands are still clasped. Turn your torso towards the left. Pause. And surrender the posture in all directions. Yes, it's burning in the shoulders. That's okay. And now torso slowly towards the right. Don't do it. Breath is free. Pause and just let the posture radiate in you. You're the limitlessness. Come back. Unclasping the arms, let them float all the way back. Always sounds are welcome as far as I'm concerned. Whenever the body wants to express, it's a prayer with the breath, with the sound. Let it come, because we hold a lot, we think a lot. We are constantly thinking through our days. And as soon as there's a feeling or an emotion, we label it and we file it. We file it and it stays crystallized in the body. And so here, as we do these very simple movements, the body feels invited. When I say the body, I feel the body, I mean the body of feelings, the body of emotion, the realm that is not thought, feels invited, and so you let it, you give it shape. Sometimes it's tears. And slowly let the torso move into the space in front and come down. The knees can bend a little bit. Just melt the torso down in front. And the head too, especially the head. Let the head go. You bend the knees as much as is necessary to be comfortable. Long inhale, long exhale. Offering the body to openness. Warm water along your back, along your neck. Now slowly feel a cushion of air under the torso that is inflating. Very gradually carrying your torso back up. You're the openness. Tasting the body. Top of the head to the ceiling. Hello, body. Hello, space. Hello, earth. Hello. Hello, hello. Place your hands on your hips, and just slowly trace a circle with your hips. Maybe start with a tiny little circle, and it's a spiral. Let's make a spiral, so it's a little circle that becomes bigger. Make sure that the knees and the shoulders are lubricated and are spacious, so there's no No rusty joints here. There's space in the joints. And now come back, tracing your way back from a big spiral to a small, smaller and smaller spiral. And then let your arms go. Now tilt your torso, your head, your shoulders, your right arm to the right. So it's a flexing of the spine laterally. Let your right arm drop. Feel the cushion of air on the right side pushing the torso back up. So that there's no effort. Pause. Welcome. And now tilting the torso to the left side, as if pouring liquid out of the top of your head to the left side. What's happening in the right shoulder? What's happening with the breath? And now a cushion of air pushing so there's no effort. can taste your body free and alive. Maybe it's pain, but the pain needs it out. Now, bending your elbows. Hands completely relaxed, fingertips dropping to the floor. And the elbows rise up to the ears. Smooth. And down. Be the silence. Down, 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 down. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. No reason. Again, shoulders rising up like clouds. Welcome the resistance, the agendas, the boredom, whatever. Hello. Taste the taste of your mouth. And now down the shoulders. Let your arms go. And now just let movement appear out of nowhere. Don't think. Just let the arms, the body, the torso be taken by movement. Even though we're together here in this shrine, this virtual shrine, nobody's looking. There's no right or wrong. Feel that the dancer, the real dancer, is dancing all of our bodies. We're all being danced by the invisible dancer. Move. See what the invisible mover wants to do with your body. You have no idea, moment by moment. And she, this one who moves your body, is free and wild. She likes to live in your hands, in your hair, in your teeth, in your feet, in the places that don't get much of a chance to move, in your knees. If the mind comes and tugs at you and says, this is silly, this is bad, this is stupid, I don't know, just feel that it is not stupid, it's not silly, it's intelligent. Tell the mind, just shut up. Turn the volume up on the feeling, on the energy in your feet, in your breath. And your emotions. Doesn't have to be pretty, by the way. Doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be small. Absolutely no right or wrong. But often there's a need to let things come out. There's a bit of a rewilding of movement. You're in the shrine, so in the shrine we're in touch with the sacred nature of all things, of all micro things. No matter what those things are, the every utterance of the body is sacred. Every touch of the air, every sound. Sacred meaning. Mysterious. Invisible, sourced from the invisible. Sacred meaning and made out of you, the real you. Slowly, gently let your body's movement return to stillness. And then we're going to gently come back down to a seated position. Welcoming the moment by moment experience, such as it is. Because habitually the no to experience, the resistance to what is experienced as a tension in the body, taking position as the body, as a body that has preferences, aversions. Welcome your body right now, including the tensions and resistances. Give yourself permission not to take position with experience. Let the positions arise if they arise. And see that they're made out of bodily sensation and thought. Some linger as density. Also recognize that you touch something that is free of preferences, that is unlocated. That which perceives. That which she perceives doesn't appear on the radar of experience. Again, welcoming the body, and especially welcoming the web of tension. Wholeheartedly, unconditionally, feel your face, your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your mouth, your jaw, and purify your attention of any desire for things to be different. Let your face be as it is. You simply indicate somehow to this face that it is surrounded with welcoming tactility, welcoming borderlessness. But you let it be. Just let it come to life. I don't live behind the face. I am that which perceives the face, my face. Sometimes I seem to live behind my face. But sometimes I can take a break, I can take a rest. I can regain my faceless position and let the face have a rest too. Your shoulders, another area. Where I seem to live as that one who carries a heavy burden. The shoulders and the heart area, the shoulders, heart and throat area. Completely allow that localization of me to unfold in this moment. Having opened yourself to being unlocated, you are the borderlessness. You can welcome this planet called shoulders, throat, heart. Maybe it morphs from planet to something more amorphous. Doesn't matter. Now feel another area of identity. With the body is the feeling of weight, holding weight. Just feel your hands, your jaw, your pelvis. There's a subtle holding, holding of myself as the body. Separate from the earth, separate from others, guarded, defended. Welcome that sensation of holding completely. Don't change it, don't attempt to relax it. Trace its geography. With compassion. thank this geography which has served that one that felt she was separate or he was separate. And then maybe feel the possibility of surrendering the holding. Geography becomes fuzzy. The borders between me, the body, and not me, the world. Relax. Feel it. If you can, on a tactile level, you touch the space all around with the edges of the body. You merge the border of the body with the ground. Your face open to the space all around. I am unlocated. And if there's some residual lingering density, contraction, feel that they're like small continents floating in a sea, a warm, open sea. It's not, it doesn't matter, it's natural. This contracting of experience into isolated fragments that we identify with, it's natural because we all experience it. So the first thing to see is that, I guess. Now we're going to gently make our way again to a lying position. Take your time. Just feeling the coming and the going of the breath. Feel the breath in the lower torso and the abdomen. Feel it front, sides, and back. Just feel it without pushing your attention. It's more like you let it speak to you, the lower abdomen and the breath. The in-breath, the out-breath. No pushing or pulling, just listening. And now a little bit higher, middle torso, front, the sides, the back. a very gentle, intimate listening of the breath. Saying hello. I just want to know you. I don't want anything from you. I want to be safe. I want you to be safe just to be. You're saying that to the breath, the body, the sensations. And now we come a bit higher to the area, the clavicular area, the throat, the shoulders, with the breath. No right or wrong. And now, feeling one breath, smooth from lower, middle, upper, with the in-breath, to upper, middle, lower, with the out-breath. Pausing at the bottom of the out-breath. Next in-breath fresh. Pause at the top. Let it radiate in all directions. Give us silence. The thoughts can be here, but don't let them take you away. Wave of breath in open silence. Next in-breath, let it come through the soles of your feet. Permeating the whole body from bottom to the top of the head. Out-breath, reverse. You can make the by a small filter in the back of the throat, Ujjayi breath for those who know it. Feel this is an offering. It's an offering. Every moment is an offering, sacred. There's nowhere to go. The mind will want to anticipate. You offer the mind. You offer the anticipating thought. Unpleasant sensation. Completely allow it and you place it on the altar. Yes. And now gently again, rolling to your sides, we're going to come. Just sitting, take your time, very gentle. Make sure you're warm. Eyes are closed. Feel in breath through both nostrils, out breath through the left, no hands, just the sensation. In breath both nostrils, out breath through the right. So in your own rhythm, in through both, out through left, in through both, out through right. Very gentle. All you do is you light up the tactile pathway of the nostrils, but then you don't pull or push the breath, let it flow in and out. Long nostrils, tactile, luminous nostrils. Feel the silence all around is blessing this breathing exercise. It's not an exercise, it's a prayer. Now we're going to bring the hand, the right hand. You use your thumb to block the right nostril and the ring finger to block the left. And block is too harsh of a word. It's a gentle barrier. So we do the same exercise, in through both, out through left, in through both, out through right, but this time with the fingers increasing the pressure. In your own time. No pushing or pulling. Let the breath permeate the brain. Let it permeate whatever unpleasantness is surfacing. The unpleasantness is surfacing because there's openness. Make sure you allow for a pause at the bottom of the exhale. Place of pure meditation, and then the next flow of in-breath, gift. The perfect. permeates wherever it knows to permeate. A pause, and in that pause at the top of the in-breath, it's more like an expansion of the energy of the prana in all directions. And then the out-breath, carrying whatever would like to be carried back to source. After the next exhale through the left nostrils, we stop. We do one more exercise, breathing prayer. Kapalabhati, some of you may know it. I'll just show you. It's as if you were laughing out loud like this. Ha, 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 except that your mouth is shut and so the exhale is through the nose like this. So the exhale is active and the in-breath is passive. And the quality, even though it's a little bit more energetic, the quality still wants to be light and swift, light and swift. So if you find that you are accumulating tension, you stop and you just take a few, you let a few breaths in and out, natural, and then you can start again. And we'll leave a few minutes if you have questions at the end. So here we go. Take a little inhale, not filling it all up. Tick, 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 tick. Make sure the rest of the body is relaxed. Tick, 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 tick. Shoulders relaxed, pelvis relaxed. Long inhale, long exhale. And then just let the breath be free. And we do it again. In breath, not filling all the way in. Here we go. Tick, tick, tick. At your own rhythm. If you want to go faster, that's okay. Or slower. Tick, tick. Long inhale, long exhale. Just really let the energy, the vibration, no thinking. Feel the vibration in your head. Do it one more time when you're ready. Long inhale, long exhale, and then just let the breath be natural. Surrender the body to the openness, to the vibration if it's here. Don't do anything. Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Ali.
Hi, Ali. Bye, Ali. Thank you for coming. And if you feel like, if there's any questions, I mean, it's always a bit weird to shift quickly to talking, but don't be shy to ask if there's anything technical. Otherwise, or even anything, feel free. Bye, Sylvia. It's nice to see everyone and be with everyone. I wish we could be together. I say that every time.
Yes, Ellen, I have a question.
Yes. Hi, Marla.
Hi. I practiced yoga for a number of years now. It's the very first time I'm doing that with you. What I've been doing with you, it was very, in many ways, it was very similar to my practice, and very many ways, very, very different. So when my mind was a bit switched on during, I was asking myself, which tradition have you been initiated to your yoga practice? if I can ask.
Yes, it's the tradition's exotic name is the Kashmir Shaivist tradition. It's really the tradition. The tradition is taking postures from Hatha, very simple, really, because the tradition, you could say, is non-duality or true nature. So we're not really exploring postures for the sake of postures or breathing for the sake of breathing. We're exploring the body, and we have to use postures and breathing. We're exploring the body to liberate it from the belief that it's our envelope, that I, awareness, live in a limited body. We're trying to explore that belief on a tactile level, and we're trying to liberate the body from this job of being the envelope for a separate self, because our body is, it is that, of course. Maria, Ellen, Christina, you know, we all obviously have bodies, but if we go to our direct experience, we find something much freer, much more alive, much not mechanical. So the exploration is not, it's not an exploration of the physical body. You look very puzzled. So is any of that making any sense to you? And if not, that's fine, Maria, because we can talk, maybe not here, but.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Okay.
I think it's the way to environing, dewiring my brain. It's like that when I was moving, it's like, you know, that everything I kind of knew of yoga and all the praxis is just all the way turned around back.
That's right. That's not normal, because in kind of mainstream yoga, and it's not a criticism, you approach the postures and the breathing as the mover, as the breather, as the doer. And here we're gently not undermining the mover and the breather, but realigning the mover and the breather with the truth, which is much more, actually much more easy, more relaxed, more open. That the breather isn't located in the diaphragm. We don't really know where the breather is. Right now I'm speaking to Maria, but I'm not quite exactly sure where these words are coming from, or where the, so we're trying to reconnect with this quality of mystery, you could say, and sacredness of, and here more on a tactile level of experience, that things are not so clear about where I begin and you end, and where the ground begins and where my body, and that the fact that it isn't clear is exactly how it should be. Creation is one thing. Anyway, I'm rambling, but yeah, so being, feeling that you're a bit turned around is normal, because the habit of being the doer is strong. of being the thinker, of being the... So don't be impatient. It's perfect. It's perfect if things like that come up. That is, in a way, the separate self coming up for you to see. That kind of thinking. Anyway. Does that help a bit?
It does. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, welcome, Maria. I hope you come back because it's a very worthwhile exploration.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Well, goodbye. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. You're so precious.
Thank you, Hilke. I'll be in touch, by the way, Hilke. Bye, Rianne. Bye. Mark,
nice. Thank you, Ellen. I really enjoyed.
Great. Nice to see you, Jean Marie and Marley. Yeah. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.